Make a wish. As the date of my 22nd birthday approached, I was looking forward to it, but I wasn't expecting anything out of the ordinary. Little did I know, that was exactly what was in store for me. The night before my birthday, my boyfriend had called me. He said, "Come over. Your birthday begins at midnight. Shop. And we don't want to waste any time." He refused to tell me what was going on. He would only say that it would be a birthday that I would never forget. When I arrived at his house, I immediately noticed that mischievous smile on his face. "Happy birthday," he whispered in my ear. "What are you going to wish for?" I thought I would try to shock him with my answers, so I replied, "Oh, I just don't know. How about one orgasm for each of my birthdays?" Without the slightest hesitation, my boyfriend replied, "Well, I think that can be arranged." Then he handed me a package and said, "I think this will help your wish come true." I proceeded to open the box and soon discovered that I was a proud owner of a beautiful new state-of-the-art vibrator. It was made of soft, flexible rubber, and the base of the phallus was filled with the rotating multicolored beads that, according to the owner's manual, were designed to stimulate the G-spot like nothing else could. Most curious feature of my new toy, however, the rabbit's head that, you ladies know what I'm talking about, that when the shaft is inserted, tickled the clitoris. As my initial shock wore off, I was a vibrator virgin, by the way. I became highly aroused by this complex piece of equipment. I looked up at my boyfriend and I said, "What a lovely gift. Shall we give Mr. Rabbit a try?" After we entered the bedroom, my boyfriend started to kiss me all over my face, my neck, my ears, nibbled his way down. He started to suck on my earlobes, which he knows drives me absolutely wild. By the time he laid me down on the bed, I was pushing his face towards my breast, dying for him to lick and kiss my nipples. He slowly began to unbutton my blouse. I was too impatient and ripped it off for him. "Suck my tits, please," I whispered loudly in his ear. As his tongue swirled around my nipple, flickered from one of my breasts to the other, as his hand traveled down to caress my inner thighs. By this time I was going wild and soon had the rest of my clothes off. When I reached out to take his clothes off too, he then stopped me. "Oh no, no, little one, not quite yet," he said with a smile. His tongue continued its workout, moving down my body to finally reach my soaking wet panties. There's my pussy. I moaned with relief as he began to send me in the delirium with the short, even strokes. "Make me come, please. I want to come," I screamed out, unable to contain myself any longer. He paused long enough to flash me a wicked grin, then began to give me a true tongue lashing. As he expertly sucked and licked my clit, I started to buck my hips up to drive his tongue deeper into my pulsating cunt. Suddenly, I let out a howl, a wave of orgasms. "Oh, oh yes, oh, oh my goodness." Suddenly, before the last contraction had even ended, my boyfriend had Mr. Rabbit fired up and ready to go. He inserted this huge rubber cock into my hungry box, and then strong and electric vibrations immediately made me cry with pleasure. He pushed the device in further. Oh my goodness. I could feel the rotating beads pressing up against my G-spot. Oh my God. Oh, don't stop. Please don't stop. I had never been experienced with such sensation. And as I felt as if I was coming in buckets, the combination of the glycerin beads and the rabbit ears swirling over my clit was sending me into an orgasm after orgasm, each one stronger than the last. Oh my God, my head is spinning. Finally, after what seemed like hours of endless orgasms, my boyfriend said to me, "It seems as though your birthday wish is not about to come true after all." I could only not answer, "But not yet. As I reached out to pull his completely hard cock out of his pants, I ran my tongue down the length of his shaft, flicked my tongue over his balls. He let out a soft moan, and I sucked him with gusto. I brought him back to the brink and felt his body tense with impeding orgasm. Then he pulled away from me and said, "I'm going to make sure your 22nd birthday is one that you will never forget." He flipped me over onto all fours and entered me in from behind. As I felt his steel rod slide into me, I gasped and started to grind against him. We were soon fucking like two wild animals. And just as I started to feel the most intense orgasm of the evening, his hard rock cock exploded inside of me, rocking my body with an earth-shattering finale. We continued our escapade for many hours, and my birthday wish was more than came true that night. In fact, I think I had over 60 orgasms that night, making me a golden girl. Needless to say, this birthday gift will keep on giving.